This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for joining me this evening. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and however it is you do to connect with us. And I do. I appreciate any way that you connect with us, and our hearts and prayers still go out to those. I mean, I wish these people, the news people, would back off a little bit. You know, a massive shooting, and they still can't, we know, there was a massive shooter, right? About 60 people died. Almost 600 people have been injured. We got it. Will you let these people heal a little bit? So our hearts and prayers go out to them. I do feel bad for them. My prayers, again, go out to them. I've been listening to the Jimmy Kimmel thing, and I could beat the crud out of it like everybody else, but I'm not going to. Because it doesn't advance anything further for us. It doesn't help any of us at all. I mean, the guy lied through that whole monologue, but the left isn't going to care. They're not going to, it doesn't affect them. He was crying. He was heartfelt. Doesn't matter. He made mistakes. It's Jimmy Kimmel. He knows what he's talking about. No, they're entertainers and they're comedians. Hello? They have no more. See, I jumped right into it. Anyway, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the conversation. You can sign up for Patreon, where you become a member of the group for the price of one cup of coffee a month. One. Stinking lousy if you go to that very expensive place. But if you go there, you give up one coffee a month, and we could be close friends, okay? Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the convo. So again, our hearts and prayers go out to him. Go out to the families. We've had people in our own community affected by this. I mean, lives lost in the area that I live in. They're having vigils, you know, close to where we're at. So, anyway, get involved locally. A lot of people hurting over this. This affected a lot more people than even I thought it did. Not that I'm the smartest guy in the room, but I'm just saying. But, you know, tomorrow is a very special day. No. Tomorrow is Bring Your Bible to School Day. And for those sign-carrying love Trump's hate, that group of lying people, yeah, you heard me. I got some news for you. See, it's not the words that mean anything. It's your actions. And so yours truly, and yeah, this is kind of personal. I get a kick out of this because they prove my point every time they do what they do. So the love Trump's hate people, I posted an article that tomorrow is Bring Your Bible to School Day. And I didn't post it because I'm a Christian and I want you to bring your Bible, whether you have one or not, whether you believe it or not or whatever. That's not why I posted it. I posted it because I want the kids, the young kids that are Christians, and this is going to tee off some of you, and I don't really care, who are bullied in school for believing God. See, it seems that the only people that can be bullied is the LGBTQ community. They're the only ones that talk about being bullied. And sometimes the black community, sometimes they allow that to happen. Christian kids are bullied too, on a regular basis, on a daily basis at school, because they believe in a God that you can't touch, see, feel, smell, right? It's just amazing. And it's wrong. So I just simply put it up, and I didn't say, you know, show your faith, march with the rest. I didn't do any of that. The post simply says, exorcism, you ready for this? This really sent them into a tizzy. And not just a tizzy. You've got to hear this. Exercise your freedom of speech. Now tell the kids, exercise your freedom of speech. And do not be ashamed of what you believe. Don't be afraid to share it, to live it, to whatever. And you can start off simply by bringing your Bible to school. Now, our school area has a program called, our school district has a program called 15 Minutes of Silent Sustained Reading, which means you can read anything you want, anything from Playboy to the Bible, anything you want for 15 minutes. You just can't read it out loud and be stupid. And it's not Bring Your Bible and Proselytize Day. It's not Bring Your Bible and Scream from the Rooftops that Jesus is Lord. It is simply Bring Your Bible to School Day. They're trying to say you do not have to be ashamed. Well, Christians know the rest of that, right? Of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You as a kid don't have to be ashamed that you believe in this. Do not be bullied by the adults that want to tell you that there is no God, that God doesn't exist, blah, 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 blah. You're an idiot for believing that. They're bullies, and I'd love them to come on the show and bully me. And they won't do it. You know why? Because they're cowards. Because they have somebody that'll push back. So if you're a young person going to school, a bunch of you need to get together. And don't be ashamed of what you believe. Don't be ashamed of your love for Christ. Don't be ashamed of the Bible. And if they don't believe it, and they look at you and call you an idiot, just say, look, I'll pray for you. Don't worry about it. We'll get you in somehow. I'll pray for you. No, don't do that, because you'll irritate them. But you just say, I'm sorry you feel that way. You go ahead and believe that God doesn't exist, and I'm going to believe he does. I'm going to calm down, be back in a minute. We're going to go through some of the wonderfully loving comments that these people put up about me on Facebook. We'll be back in a minute, because it's about me, you know, right? We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlasurvivalshelters.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
Boy, no kidding, right? If you want it to make sense, take another hit of the cocaine. This is bad. You know, it's you listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love to know. And don't be a coward. Some of you guys are great. I love you. But some of you guys are cowards, and you make me crazy, because especially the naysayers, the ones that wait till the show's off the air, and then you go write all this crazy stuff on Facebook, which isn't true to begin with. You fudge some of the words that I say, and it just shows that the chapter in my book that says about the progressive left, they have to lie to win. You prove my point on a regular basis. If the only way you can win, if the only way you can make people listen to you is a twist, for it's got to be a hollow win. It's got to make you feel bad. Well, maybe not, because usually if you're that sick in the head that you have to lie to win, that's the only way you can win, then maybe it doesn't bother you at all. Because it would bother the heck out of me. I wouldn't want to win if I had to cheat to win. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So I try to post the PDF because it's in a private group. There's such a little inbred group. They only have people that, for the most part, now there are conservatives in the group, but for the most part, it's a small group that will only allow themselves to respond, which is kind of really easy at that point, right, to feel good because everybody's on your page. But, you know, put it out there in the general public like the rest of us have to do, like I do every night for 3 hours a night. It's a whole different animal now, isn't it? What I love, too, is they hide. And they hide because it's a closed group, right? So, again, let me say, I put up that it's exercise your free speech rights. Don't be ashamed. Because the kids, again, it's true. It's, you know, you can prove it, that the Christian kids are bullied on a regular belief because on a regular day basis because of their beliefs. And, you know, you get these people that immediately jump on and you know who they are. And they know who they are. And some of them are phony in there. And simply bring your Bible to school day. They immediately say, no, 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 that can't happen in a public school. No, not in a public school. No, it's like, are you serious? Not only can it happen, but the Supreme Court says it's legal. It's legal for kids to bring the Bibles to school. It's legal for kids to read their Bibles at school. Okay? Now, some of you know that I'm a trustee of the school board. And the far hard left is having a heart attack with this. Because a school board member shouldn't be doing this. And what I say to them, this is the garbage that they spew on a regular basis. What a school board member should not be promoting kids to be able to have a freedom of speech, kids to be able to live out their faith, no matter what that faith is. See, it's not a one-sided thing for me. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the way. But I don't stop others. I don't say others can't believe. I don't say others can't do what they want to do. But see, that's where they try to pigeonhole. But they can't do it. And they can't do it because they've been caught in so many lies. And the one person says that, you know, this is scary because he works at a high school. No, I don't work at a high school. I'm a trustee on a high school district, okay? And they go on to say that school and religion is separate. That's good English. You get on my case for it. How about school and religion are separate? And no, they don't. And you know what? No, they don't. There are religious, I shouldn't say religious classes, okay? But there is teaching about the different religions, what they stand for, what they mean, and that kind of stuff. On high school campuses everywhere. No place in particular. One person said, he's the president of the school board. He's even got himself another year before we can vote him out. Oh, my God. They're so upset about this. So apparently, just posting something like this makes them crazy. Right? I think this is hilarious. And it shows you that they're not tolerant. They don't really care at all about equality. They only care about equality. They only care about freedom of speech when it comes to what they believe, what they believe to be truth. And you know this whole love, you know, I mean, God, I can't even repeat some of the names they've called me. Again, remember something. This is all over a post that says, that's a national, item, right? This Bring Your Bible to School Day. There's Prayer Around the Flagpole Day, and I'm sure these people are going to lose their ever-loving minds over this stuff. Right? And what's really funny is, like, again, the fact that it comes out of an elected official's mouth is what they're having trouble. So when Trump and Barack Obama, for you really left loontards, Barack Obama asked people to pray. Barack Obama, you know, on several occasions said people need to be in prayer. They need to be praying for this. Why didn't you go nuts with him? Oh, because he's one of yours. Oh, I forgot. That's why I call you hypocrites on a regular basis. Okay? That's why I, on a regular basis, I call you hypocrites. Because you don't use any real law or information. One person accused me of just winding people up and then setting them loose with posts like this. How do you do that? So you post something that's a national event, right? And I'm winding people up because they can't tolerate it? Seriously. And I don't care what you worship and don't worship, what you pray to, don't pray to, whether you believe in God or don't believe in God, it doesn't make a difference to me. Right? And to show you the depth of their darkness and their ignorance and their hate. One fellow writes, but we can't have brown people, right? Because they're immoral and scary. Where do they get this stuff? Do you see how they have to make it up? Do you see how they have to lie? Right? I think it's funny that they can't just understand that equality means everybody. If my Christian kids can't bring a Bible to school, then I'm going to tell you what, you forget the Quran, you forget any kind of reference to Buddha, you forget any kind of reference to spiritualism, to Judaism, or anything else. Nothing. But I'm sure you, as one person put in here, you left-leaning heathens, not me, they did it, would love that. Oh, I'm not done with this. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, watching. But you've chosen this one, and I appreciate it very, very much. And again, I don't care what side of the aisle, what side of the issues you're on, you know, whether you call in, hop on the website, hop on the Facebook feed, whatever. Whatever. But I've been on this mantra all year long, and I proved it today. And I didn't, and the funny thing about it is, they're so shallow-minded. They think I did this on purpose. And the only thing I did on purpose, right, is I posted on several local community sites and on my main page that tomorrow is Bring Your Bible to School Day, right? You would think I said, for these shallow thinkers, you would think I said tomorrow is Skin Cats Live in the Town Square Day. Bring a cat. Okay? Seriously. This is how bad it got. And those who say love Trump's hate are liars. I'm just going to put it out there. Liars. Because I'm going to say it openly, and I know some of them are in the Facebook feed now, and they don't have the guts to chime up. I went to an event in town where I heard from the left, from the hard left, all about tolerance and love, and we have to come together. And I have witnesses. And I went there to honor, I won't say to honor them, because that doesn't sound right, but to say, look, I agree with you. What happened was wrong, and people shouldn't be treated like that, killed, and the whole nine yards. And I got nothing but hate from the same liars, the same hypocrites that were talking about love Trump's hate. Because you know what? I do stuff for people that I know hate me. They've written nasty stuff about me on Facebook, and then when they need help, they come to me because I'm the only guy that can get it done, not all the time, but sometimes. And they still help them anyway because they're human beings. And it doesn't matter what side of the political aisle they're on. It doesn't matter what they're doing. Okay? I am so irritated with this because we've become a country of them versus us. Libs versus conservatives. Okay? And some of you conservatives do it too. I get it. But right now, I'm on a lib rant. Because they don't want equality. They want control. And I can prove it. I can prove it with these posts that come up that I'm taking snapshots of because they call me the hater. And if you look at what they say, what they're doing, no. No, they are the true haters. All right? I've got to tolerate and put up with people around me that I know that hate me, that don't believe the same way I do, that despise what I believe, that think I'm a fool because I believe in God. You know, I've said this before, and it's going to insult some of you, which I think is hilarious. Let's say, for conversation's sake, that I'm wrong and there is no God, which I don't believe, by the way. And I live my life for God. And I take care of the sick, and I'm not saying this to make it sound like I'm any better than you, but I'm feeding the sick, I'm taking care of the widows and the poor, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, or what I believe I'm called to do, okay? And I die, and I'm nothing but worm food afterward? I've lived a great life, and I'll never know any different, will I? Right? I mean, because you guys, some of you guys who make fun of me for believing in God, because there isn't a God, and it's just dead silence, whatever. I don't even know what it is. There's no consciousness. What do I have to lose? There's nothing, right? There's nothing on the other side. There's nothing. It's just dead. But if I'm right and you're wrong, they don't make extension cords that long for your air conditioner. You know what I'm saying? It's really that simple. Now, I'm not doing this to avoid hell in my religion. I'm doing this because I really believe in Jesus. I really believe in what he did for us. I really believe in what he called us to do. Now, shows like this tonight, those people on the left, they will grab these and they will grab these lines and they're going to put them up on Facebook, which is why I keep telling you people, especially the ones that you're listening to me, and you come in on the show, whether you come in late or early, you go back at the podcast, all that's great. You need to support solid, conservative people in your community. I would say God people, but then they would say, oh, look at that, he only wants Christians. Because there are some Christians that aren't very Christian-like. There are some Christians that don't believe in God, they only wear the title. I was just talking to a guy who said he was a Christian, but he doesn't believe in the Bible. Where do you find Christ but in the Bible? Shouldn't that person, I don't know, I'm not going to say it, it'd be nice, because I actually like that person. Overall, I think that person is a decent person. And then, it's just amazing to me, this double and they accuse us of double and triple speak, when in reality, they're the ones with double and triple and quadruple speak. Their definition of freedom is different than our definition of freedom. Their definition of freedom of speech is different than our definition of freedom of speech. And again, for the 900th time, for you low IQ people who want to keep pushing out, the kids aren't allowed to pray to school, they're not allowed to bring the Bible to school, you're wrong. You couldn't be more wrong. If you were any more wrong, you wouldn't be existent. Okay? Because the Supreme Court has said over and over and over again, and for some of you people who keep wanting to waste your money and taxpayer dollars and keep going trying to get the Supreme Court to take In God We Trust off our money and everything else, and they've already said they're not going to do it, and it's always been like 9-0. Not 5-4. Not a squeak by. It's always been a 9-0. The Supreme Court has said over and over and over again that your children have a right to exercise their religious beliefs on school property. They can pray if they want to. They can bring their Bibles if they want to. They can't proselytize. They can't scream from their lungs, you know, jump up on the wall and tell everybody they're going to hell if they don't believe in this. They can't do that, but they can bring their Bible. They can read their Bible. They can talk about God. Oh, my God. Can't have that on public property, can we? And I hope some of you on the left have a field day with this, especially in my local community. Because you keep doing what you're doing like it's being done all over the country. You are going to awake that sleeping giant that you wish you had walked around a little quieter with. And I'm not talking about violence, because that's what you're going to spin this to. That's all I'm talking about. Do you know how we won last time? Do you know how we won? This always tinges them. Do you know how we won 35 governorships or 34, the majority of? Do you know we won 39 houses across the country, the Senate, the Congress, and the presidency? You know how we won? Because they were tired of your tomfoolery. They were tired of your lying. They were tired of the constant drip, drip, drip of the garbage and you guys not truly getting anything done. They're tired of it. They want their freedoms. Even people on the left. The year that we had 4,000, I give out a button every year for Christmas. And it says, it's okay to say Merry Christmas. And the loons on the left locally made fun of me. Oh, it's already okay to say Merry Christmas. Actually, no, it's not in a lot of places. Or it wasn't. It was considered politically incorrect. And I don't care about political correctness. You guys already know that. But the button, I think, what was it, about 4,000? All right, so usually every year was 300 and 400 and 300 and, you know, whatever. And I had a sponsor that bought them all, took care of it. The one year, I got 4,000 requests for buttons. We couldn't keep up with them. And they were emails from Jews, from atheists, sane atheists, who would say, I'm tired of this garbage. I'm tired of what they're doing to you people. And I'm an atheist. I don't even believe in your God, but I'm going to wear the button. People are tired of it. And they're seeing it. So I've always said, I hope Nancy Pelosi keeps power. I hope Nancy Pelosi keeps going down the road she goes down. I hope she keeps pounding the tambourine or the drum or whatever it's called, right? And keeps doing things the way she wants it. I hope she keeps trucking forward. God bless and keep and protect Nancy Pelosi. Oh, and Chuck Schumer. I want an equal bubble around both of them. Because as long as they're in control, as long as they're in power, the Republicans, for what it's worth, I'm not excited with them either, but will keep the Senate, the House, the presidency, and they will even pick up seats in the next election. 2018, right here, right now, you heard me say it. They will pick up more seats because of this craziness. See, there's one thing when you do stupid stuff, right? There's one thing when legislators do dumb things. It's a whole other thing when they're dishonest. It's a whole other thing when they're feeding you a line of crock, trying to be nice. Garbage. Yeah, that works too. Not as strong, but I'll take it. When they're feeding all this garbage to you and I and everybody else, or trying to, like again with the shooting in Vegas. The first thing is it's gun control. Nothing, again nothing from the left about mental health or mental health issues. Nothing. Right? Always jumping to one side all the way. Not how it works. Sorry, it's just flat out not how it works. We're going to read some more of their comments, but see, unlike them, I'm going to be kind of nice about it this time. I'm not going to read their names because you're just going to be floored by the imbecilic terms that they use. And I stole that one from one of them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for putting up with my little rant. I'm not done yet, though. I can't seem to let this go. It really, what bothers, see, it's not the fact that somebody's offended. And help me understand here, because you guys know, I'm not, you've heard me speak. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I'm usually, you know, I think I barely have a double-digit IQ, okay? But here's the thing I don't understand. I don't understand how these people who keep telling me how intelligent they are, how smart they are, how much more they know than I, that they're offended by me being stupid enough to believe in something that doesn't exist. You would think they would feel sorry for me, for my mental state. Right? I mean, instead, they're offended over me believing in something that doesn't exist that can't affect them or hurt them at all. I'm sorry, who sounds like the insane one? Just ask it. I mean, I don't really know how that plays out. But it is, it's always been interesting to me how something that they find foolish, how something that doesn't exist that they find foolish, bothers them so much. I know that's a term used by others. I know it's kind of a whatever, but it's just it is just funny to think that it makes them crazy, right? And then so from this list, now nobody in this list actually ever says, right? You can't bring your Bible to school, but they do. Because they talk about separation of church and state. They talk about kids shouldn't be bringing their Bibles to school. Right? And these people scream about freedom of speech. You know, because they want it for them. And I mean, remember I said to you, freedom of speech for them is okay? Now, see, they've given me so much ammunition here. I could do a whole week on the stuff they've written. I'm not going to. I swear I won't. By the way, the next hour, John LeBoutelier is going to join us. You see him on Fox News, you see him on CNN, and he's been on the show several times. I like John. We don't agree. We're not quite on the same page when it comes to what Trump is doing and the things that are going on. But I think you'll be interested to hear his viewpoint on what's happening with these disasters and what have you. But you'll get somebody, you get a different take on it. A conservative was a different take on it. But these people talk about, you know, you should have freedom of speech, yeah, right? But they don't really mean it. This one person in the feed says that I shouldn't be allowed to post openly and that I should be monitored before my posts are allowed to go live. You know, because I use so much foul language, right? I don't think I've ever posted anything with remotely foul language. I think one time that I remember that you called me, I'm producer Tammy, was a meme that had the wrong words on it. So we took it back and we cleaned it up and put it back out there again. But I don't use foul language on the air. I don't use foul language on my posts. I don't use foul language when everything else is off. I just don't do it. You use it, you use it. I just don't. But, so, my posts should be monitored even though I don't use foul language. Even though I don't use hate speech. Well, the normal person, what the normal person considers hate speech, right? So, what's funny is, as I look down the post, it's not the few conservatives that have agreed to jump in. And that's the other thing that bothers me. Where are the warriors? Right? Where are you conservatives that put up all these cute little memes and everything else? And not just for me. You've got to do this for other people. I can hold my own. But where are all you conservative Facebook warriors, where you put these memes up and on your own page you post little things here and there, but where are you fighting for other people? And not just, don't fight for me. Fight for the rights of these kids. Where are you? Right? I'm just curious. So, and one person says that religion doesn't bring people together. Really? Seriously. I mean, you want to look at the major religions in the world? What do you mean that it doesn't bring people together? You know, religions do divide. They have no choice but to divide, whether it's Christians or Muslims or Jews or whatever. There is a difference in the core belief that they have. You could say there's many similarities because there are, but there is a core difference, right? I mean, Christians. This will cause a stir. Christians believe that Jesus is the Son of God, right? Muslims believe that Jesus was a prophet. Jews believe that Jesus was a prophet. Buddhists believe that Jesus was a nice guy. With a lot of nice things to say. Right? Islam, Muslims believe that Muhammad is the man. Christians don't. Jews don't. So there is a difference between. Of course it's going to divide. But it shouldn't divide in hate. It should never divide in hate. Right? It's really not easy. One person had a profound comment to say to me. I mean, just a really deep thinking. Alex said, F off, Joe Messina. I mean, doesn't that just say it all? Wraps it all up for you, doesn't it? You know, I think this is hilarious. And they say it, you know, it's because of me, right? And all this. It's not. They hate Christianity. They hate any of the Christians or anybody in a religion of any kind, really, but mostly Christians, who take a stand and won't be deterred in speaking what they believe. Right? I mean, come on, seriously, just think about it. As long as I get generic, this is the funny thing about it. I've witnessed this myself. I've had it happen to me. I've seen it happen to other people. If you generically talk about God, everything's fine. Usually, everything's fine. Every once in a while, the people in the hardcore far socialist left don't want anything to do with God. He doesn't exist, and you're sick if you believe in a God. But the minute you pull it in the realm of Jesus, the minute you mention the name of Jesus, the eyeballs pop, hair stands up straight, you know, the hairs on the back of people's neck, all of a sudden it changes the whole conversation. Which is really interesting because most people, non-religious people who know about Jesus, and you're not talking religion, you're just talking about great philosophers, right? Loving people in the world history. They'll always talk about Jesus as being, oh, yeah, he was that guy. He talked about love and feeding people and accepting everybody, all of that. They're good with that. But when you bring it into the line of, all of a sudden, you wrap it in religion, if you would, all of a sudden, people, they start foaming at the mouth. Right? Their eyes starts to twitch. They don't know what to do with the conversation. You know, it's funny. Somebody in here, in a positive way, talks about religion being talked about in schools. People talking about religion in classes. I don't have a problem with that. And note, right? The guy who supposedly hates everybody. I don't care what religion you talk about. I think adults should know about every religion. They should have an understanding of the... Look, I had a friend of mine I hung around with for 2 or 3 years. And one day out of nowhere, he says... He's a Mormon. And one day out of anywhere, he says to me, we're having lunch. We're just talking about things in general. We have some of the... We have the same basic foundations. And he says, what do you know about Mormonism? Do you know what the Mormons believe? And I stopped and went, whoa, you know what? I don't. I mean, I have an idea from what I've been told from you people on Facebook and bits and pieces, but I never actually sat down with this is years ago with a Mormon and said, what do you guys believe? Without reading stuff everywhere else. And it's probably the start for me is when I actually started sitting down with people and saying, tell me what you believe and why. Right? I think I floored some of my black friends when I said, look, help me understand something. And I would just lay it out and they'll tell you. They were like, what? You want to know what? Because I do. I want to know how they feel. I don't want some white person who thinks that they're fighting for the cause to help the black community out to tell me what they want. I want somebody who grew up in the black community, okay, who went through the garbage, to tell me what they need and how they need and how they see things being made better. Right? It's really that simple. But like I said, see, and somebody in the feed says, bring those things to your own religious houses. I don't want that garbage talked about at school. Well, listen, what about all the other stuff that's talked about at school that I don't want my kids to hear? I even though I'm a school board member, and I have no problem saying this, whether I'm in a forum or from the dais, here's how it works for me. Schools should not be teaching moral values. Schools should not be teaching sex education. Schools really shouldn't be teaching about religion, except in a historic setting. So I'm kind of over this stuff, and this will be the year whether they like it or not. I'm going to be outspoken about all of this. I think people are tired of it. They're tired of guys like me being quiet. Okay? They're tired of allowing the loons on the left, the far left, to overrun just basic understanding of whether it's religion, politics, you know, people being allowed to live their lives. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, thanks for putting up with me that whole hour. I didn't plan on doing that the whole hour. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour, though. John LeBoutelier will join us. If you're watching on Facebook, you've got to restart right at the top of the hour. Otherwise, stay with your station. We're here. Find out what stations we're on by going to the Real Side. God bless. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.